All right, it's Vayach Vayoho, it's Haman.
We're about to begin now the, as I mentioned last week, the subject of this shiur is a type of a shiur that is not normally given or discussed. We all talk about shiur, about gear. Everything is focused on gear kalocha, the process of gear situation.
After you said this, I went home, I have a sacred Gedalia Felder over the shoulder.
You are?
He has a sacred on gear.
I know that.
He doesn't mention a thing.
That's why I know that's safer.
How do you treat the gear?
Yeah, this is the, because the title of the shiur I gave is the Inyan Kiyuv Gelim Umatzovim Bakol, and what their status is in the community in there. So, well, I found the most interesting a medrash in this week's parsha, which discusses attitudes and what Chazal criticized. So, one of the Tanoim for the attitude. Now, that's the first text. So, Reishis Rabba, you look up there on number one, right up there in the corner. Remember, Yaakov Avinu is asking Hashem, "Benosan li lechem lecho or beged lilbrechs." Das frekta. That's what he's asking. So look what the Medrash says. Achilas Hager, famous guy, he's the nephew of the Roman Emperor Hadrian. The Gemara of the first Perek of Vedazor identifies him. It says, Achilos ben Achay. Some say that Achilos Hager is Unculus. I remember Rav Mirsky, who was my predecessor, you know, he was a Borough Park, who also was one of my teachers in the yeshiva. In the college class, so he said that there may be the name like Unkelas is Achilas, just like you say Yaakov. You don't say Yaakov, you have the nun in there. Yeah, so it's Unkelas or Achilas. Anyhow, that was a theory. Some say it's two different, whatever it is. He was a famous gear. He was the Ben Achesel Shel Hadrianus Kesar. So he comes in and he asks, Nichnas Eitzel Rebbe Elezer. Now we're talking about Rebbe Elezer HaGodol, great Tana, Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And who was always arguing with Rebbe Elezer HaGodol together? Rebbe Yeshua. That's Rebbe Yeshua ben Chananya. So now, Amalei Harei Kol Shvachov Shal Geir, Shoham Oyev Geir, Lase Yislo Lechem Et Simla. He asked them a Shaila. There in Parshas Ekev, it says there that Hashem loves the Geir, Lase Yislo Lechem Et Simla. You know, as I say, we'd say in Yiddish, a glicker getroffen, and a mazel is going to get bread to eat and a suit to wear, garments. So he says, that's the whole thing. So it says, is that a simple thing? Look what Yaakov Avinu, that's all Yaakov Avinu asked for. As if to say, that's all you're going to get. That's, you should be happy with that. And there's different nuschos here, as to, but it's a question the way he said it. Shenam unosli lechem leho begin lubos. Ubo zev hoshito, that's what he said. Ubo zev, ubegin lubos, ubo zev hoshito lo bekona. And he, as if to say, he gave it to him on a platter. He's gonna have it. So you're dissatisfied. So nichnas eto reb Yeshua. So he went into Reb Yeshua. In other words, he felt sort of rebuffed. Now there's another nusach which shows a more antagonistic, not such a friendly attitude to Achilles' question. Because you look nusach hacha, Achilles ager bo b'shoz Reb Elezer amalei arei chiba shechiba kodesh boros ager v'si goyev ger v'ezer v'lechem v'simla. Kamat, and he explained the shaila. As if to say, I'm a well-to-do fellow. I can eat the type of food I eat. I eat the types of pheasants, quail, you know, all that someone would say in Yiddish, like a blot on a kachka or something like that. I have all turkey. Even on my slaves, they have, as if to say, we don't even watch over to have this kind of food. So what kind of a great thing is it? So what happened? So here's the nusach is, Nozav Bey. He yelled at him. The word Nozav is a strong language in the Gemara. Sometimes Nizifa is a technical word for a type of mini cherem. But Nozav Bey, you know, there's Nizifa. Nozav Bey, Ramamei, Talmid of Rebbe, Dovish and his Rabbi, all of Isa Zokan, at Mashito, Lezer, the Kana. So that's what they, the Ozul, the Gabi Rishu, whatever it was, he didn't have such a friendly greeting from Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer answered his Shiloh with a pusik from to this week's Sedra, about what Yaakov Avinu said, but he was not too happy with that. So when he went, so he went into Rebbe Yeshua, and what happened? He's from a Faiso Bidvorim. So Yeshua tried to appease him, make him feel good. What did he say? Well, Yaakov Avinu is not, because what he's trying to say, Yaakov Avinu is basically a spiritual person. The spiritual person, although there are certain necessities of life in Gashmias, but when Yaakov Avinu talks about lechem, it doesn't mean the meaning food to feed himself. He's talking about lechem zu teira, the see lachmu velachmi, similar zu talis. Zohar Adam the teira, zohar the talis. He's going to have the talis, the idea of a mitzvah and everything else that goes with it. Loho de la shehem asin es menoseim lekuna, which is a very difficult phrase. He says that the geirim would be able to marry off their daughters to kahuna. So, of course, as a basic shaila, a kayan can't marry a geiris, but it means after they would lose the shem of being a geiris. In other words, after a generation, whatever it is,
the wife is Israelis.
What?
Or if the wife is Israelis.
Yeah, right. So then it could, there's an interruption in the yichus of the geirim of a Yisroel, so there you have a little bit, you have a good descent. Where Cain could marry. In other words, it's not a chisoron if there's a ger in the background of the yichus, because Cainim have to be definitely miuchasim. That's a very big emphasis on that. And this is how he said, "Vehoyu b'neim Cainim gedeli u'malim eilus al gabi mezbeach." It could happen. Dover acher lechem ze lechem afonim the similar eilu b'dekuna harei b'migdash abu b'gvulim. Lechem could be zuchala, the similar zuchesis ages. So now, that's how Reb Yeshua tries to appease, to console Achilles Hager. Is Omru, and they don't say who the Omru are, must be the Talmidim later on. Ilule ariches ponim sheherich Reb Yeshua im Achilles, where if it wouldn't be how he spent, gave him so much time to be nice to him, he just didn't push him away, is what happened, is if he wouldn't have done that, for Yechazel Asuro, he would have returned to what his original status. That's a tremendous statement, right from this week's Sedra. So I'm using that as an introduction of what the Chazal themselves say. These are the Gedolei Tanoim, the Rebbe and Yeshua. Of course, it's a we can't. Rebbe Lezer was a type by himself, but it was from the greatest Tanoim that we have. But nevertheless, the Chazal say that Yeshua was very kind. He spent all that time to console him. So that should present the attitude. It's something like the and actually it's like a Shitosu. Rebbe Lezer was a Talmud of Shammai. Remember, when Hillel and Shammai, so Shammai, you know, all the Shilas that came about Gaelus, Dochbo the Amos Abinion, he was building something, he kicked them out. You're asking me a Shila about Kol HaTorah, all the other things, and Hillel, answered. Hillel dealt with him. So that's why many times, you know, we use the expression, Eveleza Shamutehu. There are two pshatim in Lashani. One pshat is it was the Talmud of Shammai. The other one, he was put in Chelem. When was he put in Chelem? By the way, where he argued against the famous Maisa Tana Shel Achanoi. It's the Gemara and Baba Metzia. In fact, on that same daf, Nun Tes Omid Beis, you'll have more things about Gelus. But he was put in Chelem because he didn't go there after Reiv. You know, he said the halach is like me that the kishli beis hamegdashu beis hamegdash yochichu amas amayim yochichu the eights should yochich and everything happened the way he said it. Nevertheless, lo b'shamayim he you go from the right. So he was putting that was the whole maisa. Anyhow, so it's like the shitoto. It comes out that way as far as. But attitudinally, before we get into some of the halachic things, this is something to have, I say, in Yonah Diyama. It's in the Parshas HaShavua and so forth. It's an interesting critique what they have there of what the Chazal themselves say about the difference of the lesson of Yeshua. Now, going further here, let's look at sheet number 2, which is on the back of this. Now we're going to the halacha. Now, where do we have halachas about meaning of galing? Because, of course, we have psukim in the Torah. But let's see how the Rambam brings it down, la halacha. Now, the first thing that occurred to me is where the Rambam brings it down, la halacha, you would think, in Hilchus Isuri Biya, the Rambam brings all the dinim of galus. He talks about Yisrael Nichtasu Lebris, Ali Bris, they went into Bris there with Mila, Tvila, the Hatzor's Dami. It's a Gemara in Krisis on Daf Tes. Omanala bring down all the halachas of Gavus. He talks about Shlower with Shimshon when he had to do with the other women. Don't think he says that they were Goyas, they did Gavus, but it was a Gavus of Hedyatis. Shlomo Melech, all those wives from the different nations, they all were Gavuson. But they were not, there was a the Dinim shall have Gaitis. That's what he, Rambam. So Rambam brings all the Dinim about a hair, about halachas back and forth. So he doesn't say anything there about Kiruv Galen. Where does he bring it? In Hilchos Deos, in the Sefer Amada. Here, look in here, in Hilchos Deos. In other words, what is implied, this is my own understanding, I know it's not a big kasha, but Hilchos Deos has to do how you deal with people, midas. He meet us, Hilchos Deos, because here he talks about how you behave. And here he talks about the interchange between with those who are born Jewish and those who are not. So the Rambam here in Perik Vav Halacha Dalet, Aves Hager. Though before that, it's important to mention, there's a mitzvah, look at Halacha Gimel. Mitzvah kolorim le'aves kolecha de'echad mi'yisrael kegufo. Tough mitzvah. Very difficult. Shenehemar, why it says the following, there it is. No ifs and buts about it. Of course, you have to understand, I once heard Rabbi Yosef Baer explained it, not a Kiddush, but in Pashtus, based on the Ebenezer and the Ramban. Because the Alpi Digduk, if you're talking about, you have in language, especially in Latin, those who study Latin, but it's the same thing how do you have in Lashon Kodesh, you have a dative case and you have an object and you have the accusative case. A direct object, an indirect object. So in Latin they call the dative case the ablative and so forth. Anyhow, right. Those who study Latin a long time ago. Anyhow, so here it says should have said Vahafta le Hafta Esreyacha, if it's directly. That doesn't mean that. Because the pshat is, you really can't love somebody else like yourself. You'll love yourself more. You're a human being. You can't, and if it's a command, it's hard to command the concepts of love or so forth. The only place, the real place where you have direct, Vahafta Sashem Elokecha. You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no ifs and buts about it, which is
ask about that too.
That's very difficult. It's a difficult thing. But anyhow, so how did it explain? Based on the Ebenezer, and it says that it should say v'ahavta esatov liyaracha. That's missing. In other words, the accuser, the object, is the good, meaning that you have to treat the ger with every opportunity. In other words, you have to be fair to him. Esatov, all the time. Lireyach. That's the point. Let's talk about another Jew. Without that, they're talking about a ger. He's saying, we have to lireyach. What?
Did I miss something? We're having to insert a word in.
Yeah, because there is something missing there. Where is
because
the data?
Grammatically.
You have to love something for your reya, for your neighbor. What do you have to love? You have to love the give him the opportunity of anything. You shouldn't discriminate against him. That's the point. If you look in the Ebenezer and the Ramban, that's a whole discussion. But that's the way it is. So first he says that's the Ava and the Pichach. Sorva Sapa Vishvacho, the Lacha Salmameno, Kashehu Kos Almaman Atzma, the Reza Bechrei Atzma. That's a Ramishabit Beklein Chaveiro, Eno Chelik Leom Abor. That's a Chazal. So that's Hagdoma is after Leach Gamera. Now, Ava Sager, Shabo, the Nichnas Tachis Kanfi Ashkina, Shtei Mitzvah Sasei. There are two mitzvahs here. In other words, he's also up to the Reacha Kamocha. He's in that mitzvah like everybody else. No different. But there's an extra thing. Extra dimension. What's the dimension? The Achas Mitneshu who gave Ateo Homer the Ahaftama Sager. Tziva Alava Sager Kamoshet Tziva Alava Satsmo. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu equated. That's a tremendous statement, the Chlal. I'm almost a gear like loving Hashem. Because with there we have no date of cases in between. It says, what does it say? That Kabbalah Shavahaftar Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Atzma Oyev gave him. Shenema, because in Pasha Sekiv it says, the Oyev gear Losei Slow Lechem Besimla. That's what it says over there. So, you see that there are two Nitzah Sasei as far as the Deen of Ava Sager. That's the important approach. He brings that in. He includes that. Now, if you take a look, following the Rambam, how the Rambam carries this out the Maisa. There's a famous Chuvas Rambam, which I run off from the look at number 3. You have it there? Oh. Now, this edition of the Chuvas Rambam is from the classic edition, what they call the Mekitzei Nirdomim, from the original Kisvei Lod with a critical it was printed in Eretz Yisrael, Chuvas HaRambam. There was a many different collections. This has all that were known of Chuvas HaRambam put together in this one volume. Because there was a collection called the Keher Hador and so forth. So this is Simon. Now, I ran off the first part of it, which does not directly pertain to this, but it's an important idea anyhow. When dealing with Islam, with the Ishmaelim. Now look what it says over here. Now, who is this Tshuva addressed to? The Rebbe Avadya HaGer. He's a Ger. So look at the Shaila. What's the Shaila? Now, Eli Ishmaelim, Shio Marta, you said, that he's writing to this Avadya, She'enem Evde Avedazor, V'Omer Lecho Rabcho, your Rebbe said, She'enem Evde Avedazor, V'Avonim Shemashlichim V'Tas Tarpusham Hein L'Markulis. Because there was an Aveda Zohar mentioned in Gemara where they threw a stone. That was the Aveda. But you know, by Mecca they talk about by the Kaaba there's a stoning thing. They're stoning you know, every now and then they get trampled to death. You know, there's a tumult and they run to stone the devil or whatever it is. At that point. So, probably based on that, that Rebbe said to him, the Aveda Zohar. Rambam later explains it. But he answered you, the main thing is, you know, as if to say, the Rebbe could disagree with you. But he insulted him, as you know, not just as another Jew, but as if to say, what are you? You're a Ksil. So, first of all, the Rambam's Tshuva, I don't know whether I have time to go into it, but the Rambam basically comes to the conclusion, clearly, and that psak is repeated by many Gedolim. In fact, Rebbe Avadya Shalita has a Tshuva there. He disagrees with the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer has a Mokar, Masechta Sanhedrin, from the Chedushi Aran. The Chedushi Aran says there, sort of casually going by, that the Yishmaelim, that as they calls Mahmad, I'm a sugar, I'm a turf. As if to say it's a Veda Zohar. Because what was the Shaila? The Shaila was with the Maoris and Machpela, or so forth, where he was asked a very extreme Shaila. Can you daven mincha in the mosque? In a mosque. Can you daven, can you go into a mosque? Because the Vladia is very severe about going into a tiflah. when he was the Rav Rashi in Cairo, he made a big tumult about when they installed a consular general somewhat, the Jews were going into the church. So he protested. He said, because the Christians are in the Avedis Ore. Because the Rambam's approach with the Trinity, with the whole, everything that was going on, that he considered that idol worship of Avedis Ore. Of course, later on, the different denominations or so, like the Unitarians, I don't think there's any visible symbol of anything in their place of worship at all. It's a hall, and of course a mosque is an empty thing. It doesn't have anything in there. They don't even have chairs. They just, use the rugs to lie down, to bow down, and so forth. But anyhow, the Rambam holds that the Yishmaelim are not the Avedis Ore. It's Kedai to look through this whole shiva and see it.
The same thing in the
Gerus Tamar,
as he says.
Well, yes, but the cloud. Now, so you go, but the Tzitz Eliezer brings that on, and Rav Avadia's response to him in one of the Shuvas, I don't recall which one, but you can look it up in the indexes, that his response to that is that the Ran is a Yochid vis-a-vis the Reiv of Rishonim that don't even quote that Ran. They quote mostly the Rambam, that Islam is not Avedis Zorah. Basically, it's what the Rambam calls in other places. It's a toss. It's a mistake. It's not the Das Ha'emes. The Rambam calls the Yiddishkeit Das Ha'emes, And what they try to say is the true faith. We say ours is the true faith. And you can't back away from that. But what does he do about the gear? About the gear is, in fact, if we just take a look at the end, look on the second, on page 4, out of enumerated page 4, you look at the end of that long paragraph where he's talking about the Avonim, Sheishlich Avonim b'fnei Asotin, onam ashlichim osim kedei la'avavim. They throw out, to the devil. He understood their whole worship, what they do over there. V'acherim et pikheim neislim tam v'yemim tzlomim o yusham, v'onu v'egrim v'mtem atzlomim flamer. Shane on my meaning the Tzlamim. We don't have images. And that's very true of the, they're very extreme. Look what the Taliban did in terms of what they saw a Buddhist. They exploded it. They attacked, shot it with artillery or exploded it. Shoyu Sham, the Der Bizoyim Ham on a Regimenoisum. That's what he says. They talk about Allah as God as God. That's what they worship. That's all. But now, here's where he deals with the Geir. What does he do about the insulting aspect of the Rebbe, of that Rebbe who remains unknown, said to Avadia Hagir. So he said, Asher Sitcho Rapho Shalot Kahagan, Vehet Sitcho, Vechlimcho, Vekoracha Ksil, Avera Gedela Diodo. Big Avera. Vehet Gorul. Vehet Gedela Diodo, Vehet Gorul Kota. The Korah Be'nai Sheshegegu, the Royal Olavakish Mimcha Mechilosh. He has to ask you Mechili, he insulted you. Alpha Pisha Thor Talmud, even although you're his Talmud, a Rebbe can criticize a Talmud, you don't have any Merida to a Rebbe, but that's Rebbe Achakach, Yotzum, fast, the Yizak, the Espalo, the Yakona, Ulai Yiskapalo, the Yemkalo Akel Yisala. Strong words, stuff of this. The heat, was he drunk? He says, below yonder shibishleshim vishisha mekamus. We're going to come to that Gemara shortly. Is zira teir ala ger, ra'aye dover the ger, where is the word of ger lo sena, the he on noah dvorim? You know, dvorim means you cause somebody pain. Or something, it's like cheating on the person's personality. And even if you were, you made a mistake. Even if you're wrong. Because the Rambam defended that he was right when he classified Yishmaelim as Oivdei Hashem in principle. Lu Hoyolo Lahazbe Lecho Panim Uladaba Lecho Rakos, just like Rabbi Yisraelim, like Rabbi Yeshua did to Achilles. He spoke to him in a gentle and a very pleasing way. Kosh Ken Shomato Emes Behu Atayya. He's the one that made a mistake. The H is that Davis Achai Yishmaelim. He may mazi averizer in love, or he'll obviously atzmal akas. He says there's a question of nidus over here. The anger shekos atshehichlim geatzedik shelo kadin ukvar amachazal kol akayus yir beanecha keeved averizer. What? That's right. That's what he's saying. But that you have a Rambam has strong words. Now he gives interesting comparisons. We talk about kavod. This is Rambam Meshitasa, the same language that he used there in Hilchos Deis. We'll see further in the Sefer HaMitzvos. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvedo Ayav Ger, Shenem Ayav Ger v'osu Yisrael Lechem Mitzimlo. V'zeh shekoyel haksil, Tama Gadolahu. That's a wonder. It's a pella. Ogam sheniach oviv, and he described what happened with a Ger. A Ger has to leave behind his father, Umalatato, Umalchus Amo, the Yidom, the Yodom Anatuya, the Having, the Ain Liker, the Ain Libai, with the perception of his heart, Ubo the Nidak the Umazu, she Ayayim, the Misoiv, Goy, Evid Meshling. That's what we say to a Gael Achatila, what do you want to become Jewish for? Look how we're persecuted, harassed, insulted, everything. The Hikr, the Yodosh, she Dasam, Das Emes, the tzaddik, the haven, darky Yisrael, the yodas, the kol adasos. He says, "Gnuvas mi dasam." They stole both Christianity and Islam. Stole from us. Zeh meisi v'zeh gereya, zeh mishana v'zeh mechazev, u'mechapa al Hashem dvorim asher lo chen. Zeh heilus yisaidus, v'zeh medaber tapuchas. It's great, we're exposed to this all the time.
Entering the conference.
We're exposed to this all the time, what the other religions say about their, what they do and so forth. And they want to make bris chadosha, all of that stuff. The heker akol, the rovav avrei Hashem, the rovav b'derech hakedesh, v'nichnas tachas kampi hashchina, v'nesabek b'afer raglei meisher rabbeinu, rabban shel kol hanaviim olav hasholom, v'chofeitz, when it's Vaisov and the soul libo, the carvo, the or hachaim, lahalas, the malas hamalachim, the smog, the sanek, the simchas atzadikim, the hishrich or elam azem libo, because in order to become a ger, you have to abandon a lot of practices which are perfectly mutter to the non-Jewish world, which to us are, having a good time, all sorts of things, different concepts. He called you a ksil, you abandon everything. That's a strong words as the Rambam that she thought so. He really spells it out how it has to be. So that's that continues that point. Now,
what happens, so this man should not be Israeli anymore?
Well, the Rambam doesn't go into that, but what's implied that the Rebbe didn't behave the way he should have. That's all. It's nothing particular uncommon, I have to say that, in this day and age, when I hear there are people that set themselves up as Rebbeim, unfortunately, and we suffer that at different levels in different places. That's true for all, well, we saw all types of denominations and so forth. Anyhow, let's go into the next marker that we're dealing with here, and that I'm going right. The Rambam mentioned a text from the Gemara, and the text is both in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah of the Metziah, that's Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, where it's talking the context of the, called it the Meutzus, the Mahalach HaGemara, is talking about the dealing honestly in business, the Din of Onor, there's Onor's Mammon, you can cheat somebody in money, but there's also Onor's Shigurim, with words and so forth. So the Mishnah says, and this has to do with general behavior, Kishem Shonor the Mechichel Mentor, just like in business, Kach Anor the Goring. Now how is that? And there are different categories over here, but we're only going to emphasize the dealing with the Ger. Lo Yemelo the Kama Chepetzeh, Vuene Reitzelika. A person comes into a store, and he has no intention of buying anything. And he starts asking, and he's bothering the salesman or the storekeeper, and he asks him, how much is this? And so that's already a noise to bargain. Because you're already deceiving the other person. Ooh, a customer. He doesn't have no social. And that's only something that only Hashem knows what's in his heart, really. Im hoya bal tshuva, lo yaymelo zchor ma'asehu ashenim. In other words, you shouldn't tell them, look, you were about sugar, look what you were doing, what you, so forth. You know, who are you? This can happen, and it does happen every now and then. Im hoye ben geirim, lo yoyim lo zchor maisa v'secho shenema, v'geir lo sona v'lo silchatzeno. So there's a special love on the deen of the geir, lo sona, so it means that not only is there a Isra of Al-Noah's Devorim by a regular born Jew, but there's an extra love by a Ger, Lo Seina, Lo Silchatzeno. Now look at the Gemara, expands on this. The Gemara is on the next stop, Nun Tes on the Days. That's number, that I have it as number 7. Can I have it that? Not yet. Number 7. Stop there. In fact, that top of that Gemara is talking about what I mentioned before, the Tana Shalachadoi with Rebbe Lezer and so forth, and how it was put in Chayim by the Chachamim. Now go down to the bottom of the Omer, Tana Rabbana, and he goes back to the context dealing with the Mishnah. Amana Esager Eber B'Shleisha Lavim, three Lavim, he's saying here. V'Haleitzei Eber B'Shnayim, and he's whoever, you know, causes him pressure, pain, and so forth, is over the shine. Maishnoa mana, ichsivish leisha lavim. What are the three lavim? The ger lo sona. The chi yogur itra ger biatram, lo sona also. And then it says, with osona ish es amisai. So that's talking about a regular Jew. The ger biklala misahu. Just like after the Racha Kamacha, the same type of thing. Leichzo, if he sort of causes him pain, he pressures him. Leichzo, actually it's a concept of oppression. The Leichzo namish leishakshiva. The lo silchatzeno, the gear lo silchats. The lo siya lo kenesha. Now, that's talking about one Jew buying money by a lender. So the lender should not pressure, come on, you know, harass the borrower constantly. So if you do that with a ger, you're able on all the other things. That's what he tells you. Love ger b'chlalu. Elechad zeh v'echad zeh b'shleisha. Tanya. Rebbe Lezer HaGadol. Now this is the interesting thing. Well, that's our Godel, who is the one there in the Medrash, and he is quoting this, and he's the one that's up over here with that was put into him. Nevertheless, our Godel Eimer Mitneimah Hezir Oteo Balamad Vav Mekemes V'Amalo B'Mem Vav Mekemes. Some say 46 places. Begir Mitnei Shesura Ra. Now, what the Sura Ra basically means that they even indicates here that Rashi there in Helios Sura, meaning because he's almost like on a tightrope. There could be a moment if you turn, what we would say today in our language, you turn him off and he can revert to something and go back to this. And that's a terrible responsibility that we have, not to allow that to happen. Once he has been turned on to be a gear, and he's gone through the proper procedures, you have to keep him supported. It's sura law. That's what he's saying. And Maida see the gear of son of the Losik Tzana, ki geire meyisim b'eretz Mitzrayim. Because you have to remember that you were geirim in the land of Mitzrayim. So the word geirim here is reduced to the pashas, you were strangers. You were not teshavim, and so forth. So if you look at that little teshus at the end of the Bali Tesis there on this Amid, the Amid of the Menbo, because the question is, as if to say you could count up maybe the 36, but where do you get 46? So the Tesis says, Yesh Mefod Mishum Dechoshiv, Ki Gevim Eisam Ki Yetzibur. In other words, wherever they mention that you have to deal with somebody and don't forget that you were Gevim, that's Azhora, how to treat Gavin all the time. You have to remember all of these things. And that's repeated over and over again when it's talking about Mitzri and everybody else. Giger Ha'isi, Giger Ha'isi. Repeated over and over again. So that's the point. Reb Nosson Neymar, Mum Shabach, they use what Chazal say in Kedushin. Al Tema L'Chavacha. In other words, if you're considered a stranger, and that's like a woman you, so don't apply that to somebody else. The Aina the Ami Incha uses a very, very basic, crude, almost type of a muscle. The Zokin play Zakifa Bidiyutke. If someone, for example, hangs up, let's say that there's a Zokin play to you, let's say there's someone in a family that went, that was executed by the government, he was hanged. With the Mufgahang and, you know, whatever it was, for whatever crime it was, Lo Neimale Lachavre Zakit Benisa. He says, you shouldn't say to that person, that person who had that in his family, about, let's say, Benisa is a fish. There's a, why you're hanging this fish? When you mention the word hanging, it's, don't be very sensitive to use that word. Stay away from it. So it shows how sensitive you have to be in dealing with people in general, and especially Allah has come of a comma with Galen. That's the point. So we see all of these issuing in the treatment of a ger, ranging all the way from going from the Gemara, from the Midrashim, from the Rambam, all of these particular cases. Now, just want to mention something to you. There's a Sefer HaMitzvos of Reb Sadia Agal. I don't have it here in that, but I'm just the Sefer HaMitzvos of Reb Sadia Agal is a type of Sefer HaMitzvos. If you were to look at it, if with our way of looking at it, it would be difficult to understand where's the mitzvah in the words. Well, the words are almost like poetic. But one of the great Talmidei Chachamim was Agal, respected especially by the Brisker, by Reb Chaim. There was a Godel, Reb Yeruchim Perlo Zal, who made a gigantic, that's the only way to describe, pelush on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Reb Sadia Agal. A whole introduction, and the man seems to be the Bucky and Shasim, Puskim, Ashrenim, Achrenim, everything. They say, I heard from someone that brought a story that with Reb Chaim, when the Sefer was brought to Reb Chaim, he, as you say, Lo Zoz Mi Shulchano, he kept it because of all his lundus and that. So not only does he have an introduction to classification, how, because there's a whole, for the Chaluki Deus and Rishonim, the Bahag the Rambam, the Ramban, and also Reb Sadia Gaon, how do you classify a mitzvah? There are certain things that the Rambam counts as a mitzvah, and the Ramban will not. There are certain things that Rambam leaves out, and in the Sagas of the Ramban, he says this is a mitzvah. One of the notable ones is Yishuv Be'eretz Yisrael. The Rambam leaves that out. He doesn't say anywhere there's a mitzvah to the rights that live in Eretz Yisrael. That's all. But the Ramban mentions that. Or in other cases, the Rambam doesn't mention that you have a chiyuv of every day mentioning Maimon Tzar Sinai. But the Ramban says there is such a Zohar, Yom HaShem, Marathon, and so forth. That's a mitzvah. Special mitzvah. So even the Bahag says something strange, it's just used as an illustration. He doesn't have the mitzvah of believing in Hashem. There's no mitzvah. He doesn't have it. Doesn't mean he didn't believe in Hashem. So the terrors for that.
You can't be. You didn't believe in Hashem.
How are you doing a mitzvah? That's the obvious terrors. That the fact that you're doing mitzvahs, you're doing it because there's a baby. But so that's why.
It's believing.
So that's why you don't have to have it. But the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah and so forth. So when it comes to the inyanim of gaving and so forth, so here. See, I'm just reading over some of the Lashanis and trying to explain it best of my ability. I just copied from the text of the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Sadia Gaon. We don't have it here in this library. It's three massive volumes, thick volumes, that has this Pelish with all the Mitzvahs Lasisa and the Essa, and the comments on it are really extraordinary. So he writes... Here, where Yeruchim Marie Perlow writes the following, the language. Hine abahag, the Arambam zal, v'anim shochim achreim. Those who follow their shitas, and what he says is they when they counted, shemonu eser da avas, da adu abdul reyacha kamocha, sheshova bekol. Monu gamken, they also counted the eser of the ahavtam es hager. Aber Rabbeinu HaGaon, he says, Reb Sadia Gaon, it's one of the great, from amongst the gaining, Lo Mona Esazu. He didn't count it. He didn't mention this as a separate Esa. The Amru, what he says, Bezeb Ozo Bezem Lashitose. He says, that's no kasher, because he has a shita in how he defines a mitzvah. Everyone has a different way of defining a mitzvah. The Hari, what does he say? He says it says Leka naf gemina b'esazu elikadei laver alager b'shtei lavering or b'shtei esing. There's a din of a haftam yahakamecha. So if you say haftam is a ger, you're going to have two esen if you don't do that to the ger. Kamosha bira hambam the sefer mitzvahs which we have, but he refers to the hilchos deis which we went derek vav el kvar nesbayer. So he says the sheet of Absadia, Etzlenu, the darkos of Rabbeinu, Agon Zal, Shalo Limdais, Bechol, Kiyetu Bezer, what does he say? Ella Esa Achaz Dobat. He doesn't, only counts only one Esa. And all there is, he says, what is it? The Hainu, Oisa Esa Shekolelis Hakol. So what would that be? After Achabecha. The Gay is included. So you don't have to count the other one as that. That's a sheet.
Once he's a Jew.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Hakol, the Rechein, Lo Mono, Bezer, Ela Esed, Rehapto, Rehacha, Kamecha, Shekol, Lela, Sakol. Takes in everything. Even her Ezrach, V'Hager. The one who was born Jewish, Ezrach, and the Ger. The Ishmi, Esed, Rehapto, Mesager, Shalobo, Ela, Lechizuk, V'Alma. It's, you know, it's like an exhortation. But not that it's a specific concept of a mitzvah. It's in there. V'la'agdil schor. That's it. V'ein kan mitzvah chadosha b'ifnei atzmo. That's what he's saying. However, what the emes, if he says emes or isi, he says, and he writes here, quotes one of the Rishonim, that who is it with this Rishon? The Azoras Hari al Bagaloni. That's a part of the Rishonim, one of the Chachmei Sfarad. That's right. He says the following: the nira mitvorov, the beklal eser, the after mesager nichlo gamkein. He says the following: ha mitzvah lekabel the new thing, that there's a mitzvah to be Mekabel gave him. This is a whole, we're going to bring Rias to ourselves. The Shainings have talked about that. Because if someone would ask you, like we know, in actual practice, we don't go running around looking for Gaiman, right? If Gaia comes to us, we try to, more or less, you would say, we read him the riot act, that this is what you're in for, and so forth. And that's the way it is. Or there's a medrash, it's only a medrash. It's not in the Gemara, and it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a medrash in Medrash Rus, where Rus is, you know, the three times she is Nidcha. So Bekan, the Medrash says, Shadeichin Gimel Pomim before you Mekabel. But it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Paskim. It's not in the Rambam. I mean, I've looked for it a long time. So when people say you got to kick him away three times, I said, who says so? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that.
Rabbi Reese just wrote an article about it last year.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, it's not an absolute halacha when it comes to that. So anyhow, but what about extending there, like the Reform years ago went out on a program, we have to seek converts. You know what they mean by a convert, you know. They're actually seeking spreading into marriage. That's what came to the Misa. You know, seek out converts and all of that. But the principle is, the way it comes out here from the Rabbi Alba Galoni that he quotes over here, it's a mitzvah to be a Mikado Galen. That's what he's saying. Here's the language. That's what he's saying. Gam kein ha-mitzvah le-kabel geirum ha-chnisum tarus kanfi ha-shchina. That's why, what is he writing? He quotes it. Zeh l'sheini, l'sheina. He's saying that the following, that ger ha-bor le-hisgayer, and then this is what he's saying. Eimei b'chor ha-shem chasisi. He's saying, I want to seek haven by Hashem. He's coming to the Jewish people. So what does he say? Yekablehu mikablu, and what else should you do? And he should make him the adi'u tzas mitzvahs. He should be modiyim the mitzvahs. But you should seek him, you should be extend v'ara isi. So it brings here the Tashbetz, Shimon ben Semach, there's a famous Shilos and Chubas, and he says that this, Tazos has a sefer called the Zeir Akia. It's a small sefer. Zeir Akia, it's Essen. It's the mitzvah. The mitzvah there is mitzvah mem. Shetama lama lo echnisu beklau ha mitzvahs kabbalas geirim. That it's a mitzvah. He has the same child. Why isn't it? So, what, and she mitzvah yucheres lebezin lekablam kavosha omei brings a raya from the Gemara. That Kabbalah's Gelim is a mitzvah in itself. The raya is when it says in the Gemara and Yevamos that when the Ger comes before Bezdin and he says, Apo Pikein, all that whatever you told me, I accept. So then it says, you immediately, Marlin, I say, Shui mitzvah lo mashinim. So what is that pashtus of the Gemara? You don't delay the mitzvah. It sounds as if it is a mitzvah to accept him. That's the point. Shui mitzvah lo mashinim. That's the whole mucker of the whole concept of Shuri Mitzvah Lo Mashinah. That has other ramifications in other areas or so. You know where it has ramifications? When the Chassidus came very prevalent, and someone that had a bris used to invite a Rebbe. But the Rebbe is not going to come 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning. That whenever the Rebbe comes, you wait for the Rebbe to come. So the whole Shaila is, Shui Mitzvah Lo Mashinah. So there's a whole kilpuli now to defend that approach. I saw that in the works of Rapsoda Kakeyan, who has a whole tshuva about that, about, the Rebbe, whether it's a mitzvah or not. But sure, but we see that there is a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Gaelin. It's not something, well, you know, you can look at it this way. The Ger comes to us, you have to do your duty. If he passes muster, you accept him. But that it should be an absolute mitzvah on Bezdin to accept him, that's what he's tining. That's his tina. It's a mitzvah to be Mekabel, the Gerim. That he brings that from the Gemara. And he says also, But while, however, so therefore his taina is, why don't we put it as a separate mitzvah? There's a not only the dinim about gaving, but there's a mitzvah on this, and whoever is supposed to do the kabbal gave it. That's he leaves that as a kasha, the tashbas. So later on, the basic answer, I can just jump ahead, is that, and this is brought down both by Rimi Perlo, who's quoting all of this. So he quotes from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and who else quotes, who doesn't quote, don't mention him, Reb Yudel Gershuni. So if you knew Reb Yudel Gershuni was an Ilui Otzum. I mean, I knew him personally. The man was my late brother, Rav Savitsky. He was not very complimentary, I mean, because he himself was an Otzum. You know, Iluyim, everybody is a people. They have to assess. So he said about Reb Yudel Gershuni as the Gresta Boki and Allah Achrayim. That's what he said, you know. And he knew all the different Ilui, and himself was an Ilui, so that's how he assessed them. So anyhow, so Reb Yudel Gershuni, and both for me, Perlo, you know, Shnei Nevi'im is Nagin, the Sigan and Echad, say it's inherent in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Where is it inherent? Take a look at the Lush of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Mitzvah of Avos Hashem. That's where get the idea, they deduce, that that's what it is. Where is that? I have a number.
Eight?
A number eight. There it is. If you look, Mitzvah Gimel, Tushitzivon of the Ava So Yisala. And there, and so forth, he talks about the Mitzvah of Ava Sashem. Ava Sashem Rokecha, and go all the way, for the interest of time, we're coming to. So he's going to go over to the second column, to the point that is involved over here. He says, the Lashon Sifri, that's the main thing, because there's a Makor in Chazal, but Rambam is not just saying this, that we are Hatzos Hashem, Ahaveu Alabrios, make him beloved on society, on people. Ke Avram, Avraham Avicha Shenema, Vesanefesh Asher Osher Bechorom. Well, what is that? What did he do? Avram the guy gave it. You make it for what's a lema? Kamosha Avram Ibnay Shahoya Aiv. Kamosha Aid Akosu Avram O Avi. Vizer be Aisam Asagosu Kor Bnei O Adam Lahamin B'Shem. It's a missionary approach. He's reaching out. B'Shem Mirev Avosu Kame Ator Ahov Oso Asher Tikra Elo Bnei Adam. So both the Marie Perlo and Yudel Gershuni in a Sefer called Safayach. As a mimer there, the title of which is, whether it's a mitzvah to be mekabel gerim and so forth, he says, this is the mucker that you'll find safe in mitzvah the Rambam to proclaim the inyan of bring people to the dust, to the religion. That's all. But what happened, I'm just telling you a historical thing, which is you have in this forum, even in addition to Shulchan Aruch, there are two simonim in Hilchos Gerim in Yerodeya. Rei Samaches, Rei Samachtes. At the beginning, especially you see it, two lines in the Orach HaShulchan, and some editions of the other day will have it, that talk about Hilchos Gerim, B'mokom Sheha Malchus, Marsha allows L'gaya Gerim, because for centuries it would have been a death penalty for someone to be L'gaya Gerim. In the Islamic countries, I happen to know that once, had a deal with someone that was on the Islamic faith years ago and wanted to become a ger, and she was terrified and so forth about that the men, maybe even members of the family would kill her and so forth. That was considered. For us, Rahman al-San, someone comes from Mishrumah, we don't do that. You know, but then it's a death. So, but where the governments were controlled, there was no separation of church and state and so forth. The classic case is the Ger Tzedek. Rav Patotsky, he was from the Polish nobility, who became the famous Ger Tzedek. He was executed by the Catholic government of Poland at that time, before the time of the time of the Vilna Gaon, the early years of the Vilna Gaon. So this was the thing that stopped this outreach. That's why it's become very prevalent. Don't go. But in principle, is a mitzvah to be mekabel gevur. But of course, it's understood they have to meet the standards of halacha. That's the general rule. So that's an answer to the Tashbetz. Tashbetz says, I wonder why it's not counted. So the Talmud says, it doesn't have to be counted. Because it's included in the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. If you show you really have Avos Hashem, you'll be mefarsim it to other people, or memela, you'll bring gavim in, and you'll be fine, that particular mitzvah. That's the whole approach that you have. I'm going to conclude over here, and Yitz Hashem will continue with some of the...
You said you were talking about last week, the Sefer?
What? This Sefer, this is the only Sefer that I could find, that I've come across, and it was given to me as an atana by our good friend Yossi Shanowitz. Anyhow, so it came out recently from in Eretz Yisrael. It's written by someone, Shmuel Eliezer Stern, I mentioned this before, printed in 2004, Tavshin Samet Aleph, and it has all, it's called Gevus Kehilchasa. Now, at the end, in the last chapter, Pelik Tes, it's the old verse, Yachaseinu El HaGevin, and he has just two pages, just that, with some notes that deal with a lot of these things. Some of the Mekevus I have mentioned, which you're, familiar with, others I will add, and whatever it is. But that's the only Sefer that deals with it, that I've seen. It doesn't, like you said, you saw a guy of Feld who's a very thorough, Nachlas Tree, that's the name of it. He doesn't mention that at all. I've had that Sefer a long time. I remember when he published, he sent me a copy. He signed it in there. He was a member of the Beis Din and so forth. Great Talmud Chacham. He doesn't have anything about the...
No.
Not at all. I looked. That's where I looked first.
Every possible tragedy.
Absolutely. He was a mumcha in all those areas. And so this is the Sefer. In the back he has other discussions of... I think this Rav Stern came from the Beis Din and Bnei Brak from Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner, who was an Av Beis Din there, he's a man in the teaching already. He came from Lublin Yeshiva. I think he reestablished what is called the Yeshiva's Lublin in Beis Medrash, and he's wrote a lot of tshuva, Shevet Alevi, in about 10 volumes, 9-10 volumes. He's a big one of the big Puskin in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the only thing that you find. So we'll be Eitz Hashem continue. There are many more things that we have to discuss about the treatment. So we're going to hold on to some of these texts and maybe to add some others. So if you leave them here, we'll preserve it in an accessible place.
Next week again?
We will continue with some of the things that we didn't discuss.
Next week?
Yes.
What?
Next week, Wednesday. Eitz Hashem.
When are you speaking at the...
The Decalogue is doing Hanukkah on December the 15th or 16th. Decalogue Society. That's a different subject altogether.
Put
my copy on the top of it. Keep it together. I'll keep it in the office. That's a good idea. In case we have to, we come back to it.
Right.
Yes. So that's my first year dealing with this particular thing.
As it happens today, somebody came up to me and said, I was at a funeral of
Baruch Hashem.
Nothing.
Yes.
All right.